So it's interesting, actually, that our suffering, our trauma, our traumatic experiences can actually be used as a way to develop empathetic connections between people. And it's also interesting because that's the step that needs to be taken in order to get over that trauma. So it's like realizing that your trauma is not just a experience that you're having alone. You're also connected to many other people that are in the same state of feeling, you know. And that's how you can really work through it. That just clicked for me. That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my whole premise is that around collective trauma, the massacre in Orlando a couple summers ago, the killing of 54 or whatever it was, gay men in that bar, that's the one that cracked me open.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I just said, something's going on that I cannot imagine that the world is happening and not coming into my office. Awesome. That often clients walk in and I have a story that says, well, this is their time and their space. It's for their personal problems. And I'm going to respect that. And I will attend to my social issues outside of my office. But that one took me over the edge because I knew more and more my clients are like me. They're reading papers, following social media. Mm-hmm. They're being affected by the collective traumas in the world that are more and more obvious to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that next week, I asked like 30 people, 30 clients walking in. I actually wrote a letter and put it in my waiting room and told people what I was thinking so I could prepare them. 20 of the 30 people said they were significantly distressed, grieving, upset, outraged, whatever it was, by what happened in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I wouldn't ask that question in my office. But since then, I'm bringing it up all the time, and I'm finding it so interesting that what gets triggered for people, their personal nerve, is their own trauma, but it connects them to the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about that is once people are able to process their own personal connection to the collective trauma, because I want people to not only not lose their mental health and their connection to their intimate others, I want them to stay and become socially engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And as a therapist, that's not supposed to be something that I'm concerned about. You know, about wanting my clients to become socially engaged. And I just think that's totally wrongheaded. I understand the thinking behind that, but I want every one of my clients, and I don't care what their affiliation or their political group, the world is sort of chaotic. And if it's your church group, youth baseball, soccer, whatever it is, or your social activism, that the more you can touch your personal trauma and understand how it connects to the collective, it makes us more human. It makes us more fully human. And generally, it makes us want to become or stay socially engaged.